The further time we surrender into your hands, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's dive deep into the word of God, Ezekiel chapter 26. Let's start from Ezekiel chapter 26. And let us open to verse number 15. Ezekiel 26, verse 15. I'm reading from verse 15 onwards. Thus says the Lord God to Tyre, will the coastlands not shake at the sound of your fall? When the wounded cry, when slaughter is made in the midst of you, then all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones. Okay, underline that. Then all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones. That is important. Underline that. Lay aside their robes and take off their embroidered garments. They will clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit on the ground, tremble every moment, and be astonished at you. And they will take up a lamentation for you and say to you, how have you have perished, O one inhabited by seafaring men, O renowned city, who was strong at sea, she and her inhabitants, who caused that terror to be on all inhabitants. Now the coastlands tremble on the day of your fall. Yes, the coastlands by the sea are troubled at your departure. Okay. So here Ezekiel chapter 26, chapter 27, chapter 28 are all prophecies against the kingdom of Tyre. When you read the KJV version, Tyre is called Tyrus in KJV version. In NKJV it is called Tyre. So it is 26, 27, 28. Ezekiel is prophesying against the kingdom of Tyre. Now this prophecy is not only to the physical kingdom of Tyre, which was there at the time of Ezekiel, or to the physical king. This is a mixture of deep revelation of the ancient kingdom of Tyre, which was there before God made Adam. Stay with me, okay? It is also talking about the ancient kingdom of Tyre, which was there before God made Adam, made Eve, before the Garden of Eden, before, oh hallelujah. Okay, so these prophecies in 26, 27, 28, these are multidimensional prophecies talking about different seasons and time. So it is, some of them are also pointed out to the physical kingdom of Tyre, which was there during the time of Israel, during Ezekiel's time. It is talking about the ancient one. And it is also talking about the coming kingdom of Tyre, which is called Babylon, which sits upon many waters. So Tyre was a kingdom. When we read that verse, this Tyre was a kingdom which was around the water, which was upon the water. Okay. Now, verse 15, when you read it, it says, thus says the Lord God to Tyre, will the coastland not shake at the sound of your fall? So when you are falling, when the kingdom of Tyre will fall, will the coastlands not shake when the wounded cry, when slaughter is made in the midst of you? So when Tyre is getting destroyed, the coastlands are shaken. The cities and the places around the waters are shaken. They are crying, they are wailing, they are weeping. And verse 16 is important. It says, then all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones. Do you need a prince over a sea? Because sea cannot be inhabited by human beings. Who is this prince over a sea? This prince is talking about a spiritual marine power or principality. That is the prince over the sea. Now the Bible says that when Tyre will fall down, okay, when the kingdom of Tyre will fall down, along with Tyre, the princes that sit upon the thrones will be dethroned. They will come out of their thrones. So that means that the power of these princes that sit upon the sea are connected to the kingdom of Tyre. Tyre is the stronghold maintaining these powers. Are we together? Are you understanding? Okay, so when Tyre falls down, everyone falls down here. All the princes of the sea will come down from their throne because their main stronghold is defeated. So they also come down from the throne, and what they do? They start to weep and wail at the fall of the kingdom of Tyre. So Tyre is what? It's a spiritual stronghold. Tyre was the spiritual stronghold, and the king of Tyre used to give powers to principalities that sit upon the waters. Okay? To princes that sit upon the waters. And when the main kingdom is destroyed by the Lord through his prophet, also the princes that sit upon the sea, upon the throne, they will come down from their throne. That is what is written in verse 16. They will lay aside their robes. They will take off their embroidered garments. That means they have lost their kingship. They have lost their authority when Tyre fell down. Are you understanding? Okay. So strongholds, you see, Jesus said that if you want to take over the goods of the house, you are supposed to first bind the strong man. When you bind the strong man, you can do whatever you want to do in that place. Okay, so the plan of God, how to invade kingdoms, the plan of God is not to cast out demons one by one. The plan of God and the strategy of God is to target the stronghold. And when the stronghold falls down, every powers, small demons, you know, demonic kingdom has a hierarchy. And that hierarchy is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Okay, you know that, Ephesians chapter 6. So that is mentioned. So it has a hierarchy. So when the boss is taken down, all the employees will leave the office. Hallelujah. That is what happened with David. David did not go against the army of Philistine. He went against the one who was challenging, the champion of the Philistine, that is Goliath. And David went against Goliath. And when the Philistines' army saw their champion is defeated, they started to flee away. So we are not supposed to defeat the army or the soldiers one by one, fight them one by one. But when we defeat the champion, that is how spiritual warfare is fought. We target the boss. And when the boss is dethroned, the employees will leave the office, and the office will be seized, and their functioning will be closed down. Hallelujah. Okay, are we understanding something? Okay. Hallelujah. So they will take off their garments, they will take off their robes, they will clothe themselves with trembling, they will sit on the ground, tremble every moment and be astonished. Tremble every moment and astonished at you means they have lost their boss. They have lost their king. So there is no one who can now give them power and authority. They have also lost their throne along with Tyre. So this Tyre is a threefold prophecy. I told you about the threefold prophecy of the seed of the woman crushing the head of the serpent. How that prophecy repeated itself in the time of... Can you mute yourself, whoever is here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you mute yourself, please? Okay. So it was a threefold prophecy I told you that got repeated in the time of Moses, then in the time of Jesus when Herod came, and then we are living in those prophetic times when the dragon will target the woman. That is the church system. Okay. So last Friday, I think I told. So this is a threefold prophecy. This Tyre. What God is telling to this Tyre will also happen to Babylon. In the book of Revelation, Bible says, "Oh Babylon, when you will fall, all the merchants of the earth will weep who traded with you." They traded spices, they traded money, material wealth and jewelry and precious stones. You know the book of Revelation. When Babylon, the great mystery Babylon, falls down and is destroyed, the merchants of the earth will weep and wail because their trading has stopped. The kings of the earth will weep. That means, so in the end times, the Tyre, the ancient Tyre, the Tyre refers to Babylon. And the kingdom of Babylon is the kingdom of Satan. When God destroys that kingdom, all the principalities will come down. And then after that, when you read the Bible, I will not go into that because we don't have a lot of time. After that, the Lord Jesus starts to invade when Babylon has fallen. So when the kingdom of the enemy of Satan will fall. So this also resembles or is similar to the prophecy given to Babylon. There is one thing about Babylon. Okay, let's go there. Revelation. It's in the book of Revelation and chapter number 18. Chapter number 18, verse 9 onwards. I'm reading that quickly. Stay with me. 18 verse 9. Revelation 18 verse 9 onwards. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her, who? Babylon, will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come." And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore, merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. Including at the end. So in Babylon, they also used to trade bodies and souls of men. Everyone say bodies and souls of men. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 13. Again, continuing the prophecy against Tyre. 26, 27, 28, all prophecies against Tyre. I will go to Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 13. Okay? Jevan, Tubal and Meshech were your traders. They bartered human lives and vessels of bronze for your merchandise. It is talking to Tyre. And inside of Tyre, they used to barter, trade human lives, trade human souls, trade human bodies. This is what used to happen in Tyre. In that Tyre, in the ancient Tyre, I told you, that was before the creation of Adam. I will come to that. Okay, so these things used to happen, and how the trading of human souls used to happen, I will tell you. Satan was himself the trader of human souls. He would come and trade human souls. Okay, that also happened in Luke chapter 4. He tried to trade the soul of Jesus Christ on the mountain. Okay, I will come to that. We will come to that at a later part of the sermon. But are you understanding Tyre? Okay. So this is the ancient kingdom of Tyre. Ezekiel is prophesying and revealing the mysteries. Revealing the mystery of Tyre. How Tyre is going. It's more talking about the spiritual kingdom of Tyre and the spiritual king of Tyre, more than the physical king of Tyre at that time. Okay, and we got to understand what is written in these prophecies by Ezekiel. So he is revealing deep mysteries. Are we together now? Are we understanding that this is a spiritual kingdom and in which the souls and the lives of human beings used to be traded? Okay. So let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28. Now, Ezekiel chapter 28, if you have a title on your Bible, when you see Ezekiel chapter 28, it says proclamation against the king of Tyre or prophecy against the king of Tyre. Then above verse 11, again it says lamentation for the king of Tyre. Hallelujah. So it says in verse 28, okay, let's read chapter 28 verse 1. Okay. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God. Okay. And then let's read verse 11. Let's read verse 11. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him. So verse 1 says the prince of Tyre. Verse 11 says the king of Tyre. It is talking to two different personalities. Okay. So the verse 1 onwards is referring to the physical kingdom of Tyre and the physical prince of Tyre at that time of Ezekiel. He also had satanic qualities. he was also proud. So more or less it is talking to him, but the things that is mentioned about him is human and is also satanic. Like, because your heart is lifted up and you say, I am a god, I sit on the seat of gods, it is satanic. It is also humanly, it is talking about the to the physical king of Tyre. It is telling, prophesy against the prince of Tyre. So that is the prince of Tyre, that is the physical king. But let's read verse 11. That is not a human being. The king of Tyre is not a human being. We will understand that. Okay, it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Okay, can you hear me? Because there, who is the, you can hear me, so because there is disturbance. Okay, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. The king of Tyre was in Eden, the garden of God. But Genesis chapter 1, Genesis, the book of Genesis does not start like that. The book of Genesis starts with God creating Adam and placing him in the garden. Then who is this king who was in the garden of Eden? Okay, are we together? Or okay, you were the seal of perfection. This man is perfect, and it is he is having a seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Full of wisdom, perfectly beautiful. He is not a human being. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Okay, hallelujah. Stay with me now. So this personality, Bible says, Ezekiel is saying that he was in the garden of God, Eden. Okay, so you would say, Ezekiel, what are you saying? But Genesis starts, Moses wrote Genesis and he said that God created the garden and every tree, and the first personality he created for the garden was Adam. Then why, how can you say that this man, king of Tyre, was in Eden? Because after man fell down, they were casted out of the garden of Eden, and the garden of Eden was locked up to human beings. So how can this person was there in the garden of Eden? Hallelujah. Now this personality is Satan and his ancient name is Lucifer. Okay, stay with me. His ancient name is Lucifer. Before the garden of Eden was created, before Genesis chapter 2, there was a world, and before Adam there was another race of human beings that used to live on earth. Stay with me. Hallelujah. And there was the Garden of Eden before this Garden of Eden. Okay. You are not understanding. Let's go ahead. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth, verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Listen to me. God created the heavens and the earth, but verse 2 says the earth God created was without form and void. In other words, it was uninhabitable. It could not be inhabited. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 45:18. Open that with me. 18. Isaiah 45:18. For thus says the Lord, this is Isaiah prophesying, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. Hallelujah. Sister K, can you mute this person, please? There is on the participants list. Please mute everyone. You will get an option, mute all.
Okay,
yeah. Mute all. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, that's it. Because I'm sorry, but it's disturbing. Some sounds are coming, so it's disturbing me and it's disturbing the people. Okay, so that's why we muted. Okay, listen to me. Let's again read. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is no other. Now Isaiah is saying that God created the earth to be inhabited. So he is nullifying the evidence of verse 2. Because when originally Genesis says that God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says the earth was inhabitable. It was without form and void. What happened there? But Isaiah is saying, no. God created the earth to be inhabited. Are you understanding this? Okay. So, when God created the heavens and the earth, He created the earth to be inhabited. Everyone say, God created the earth to be inhabited. And He made human beings on the earth. Stay with me. Okay? He made human beings on the earth. And the old earth, before it was destroyed, it had the office of the Garden of Eden, where God placed this personality called the King of Tyre, also called as Lucifer. So the office of the Garden of Eden is given to the personality who will rule over the earth and who will have dominion over everything on the earth. So that office was given to Lucifer, the King of Tyre. Stay with me. This is not the Garden of Eden in Genesis. This is before Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, when God created the earth. Are we together? Okay. So, with reference to that Garden of Eden, when it was created, He created the Garden of Eden and created Adam in His... Okay, I will come to that. Created Adam and placed him and said, you shall have dominion over everything. So, when God created the first race of humans, of people, He created the Garden of Eden, and the in charge of the people was given to Lucifer, the angel of God. So, Adam is the first man created in the image of God. And before Adam, the people that existed were not created in the image of God. The middleman to link them with God was Lucifer. Stay with me. When Jesus says, I am the Son of Man, He addresses Himself the Son of Man. In Hebrews, Son of Man is referred to as Ben Adam, the son of Adam. So Jesus came to die only for the Adamic race. And the Bible is only written to the race of Adam. The substitutionary sacrifice is only to the descendants of Adam. We are the descendants of Adam. You see the book of Ezekiel, whenever God speaks to Ezekiel, He says, Son of Man, prophesy. Whenever God speaks to Jeremiah, Son of Man, prophesy. In other words, Ben Adam, prophesy. You son of Adam, prophesy. So they are prophesying and ministering to the generation of Adam. We are the Adamic race. But there existed a race that was before Adam. Hallelujah. Are we understanding till now? Stay with me, please. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 13, Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 13. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. Now this personality is perfect, is beautiful in the garden of Eden. Okay, and verse 13 says, every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, the topaz and diamond, beryl, onyx and jasper, sapphire, turquoise and emerald with gold. If you count the stones, it is 10 stones. So this personality was covered with stones. See, look at me. This personality was covered with stones. Now, the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. He also used to have instruments assigned to him. Okay? You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. So, listen to me. So, in the ancient earth, there was a place where the tabernacle was set up. Okay? And the tabernacle had the exact pattern like the tabernacle of Moses. In the most holy place, God used to sit and the cherub used to cover. So this guy was one of the cherub covering God. One of the cherub covering God. So this cannot be the king of Tyre. This is Lucifer. It is not talking about heavenly realm. Listen to me. It is talking about the ancient earth. That there was a tabernacle. I will come to that. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. When you read the book of Ezekiel says, this is the law of the temple, that the top of the mountain is the most holy place. So you were on the holy mountain of God means you used to live in the most holy place with God, covering God. And he was in charge of the instruments, playing music, worship for God. Okay? Hallelujah. And why he was covered with stones? He was a high priest for the pre-Adamic race. Listen to me. The stones, the high priest wears the stone on the ephod, on his chest. Aaron was supposed to wear the ephod, which had 12 stones, signifying the 12 tribes of Israel. So whenever he will wear the ephod, he will wear the garment, and then he will enter the most holy place. Okay? So, Lucifer, so God created the earth, and the most perfect angel and beautiful one, Lucifer was higher than any other angel that God created. So he said, Lucifer, my dear angel, you have to take in charge of these people. You have to become a priest to them. So Lucifer, listen to me. Lucifer was the high priest for those people. That's why the Bible says he was covered with stones. He was covered with 10 stones. So the people that existed before Adam, they had, the Lord had 10 tribes as he had 12 tribes. So the Lord had the calculation of 10. So we will not go into that because, but I am taking you into the revelation of the origin of Satan and how he fell. Okay? Oh my. Are you guys understanding? I will give you every reference, don't worry. I will explain you to the prophecies given by Ezekiel. Hallelujah. My God, my Lord. Okay. So are you understanding?
Yes.
So the man was not created in the image of God. The man that people that were created before Adam. That's why they need to have a mediator. And the mediator and the in charge of the high priest office, the Garden of Eden, was given to Lucifer. And Lucifer was perfect. In beauty, he had the seal of perfection. He was the covering cherub. He was multitasking. He used to cover God. He used to carry out praise and worship. He used to minister as a high priest for those people before God. Okay, stay with me. Let's go ahead. Verse 14. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. Verse 15. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created. He was a created being. He was an angel. From the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. What is the iniquity? Okay, let's go there. Verse 16. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within and you sinned. Everyone say, by the abundance of your trading. Trading was the sin of Lucifer. What Lucifer started to do? Hallelujah. He wanted to take the place of God over those people. He went to the people and he said to them, oh, I can be a better boss for you. I can be a better God for you, you know. I can do better things for you than God is doing for you. So being from the office of the high priest at that time, being the middleman, he exalted himself and he wanted to become God over those people. And how did he become God? He also was becoming successful in doing that by trading. What is trading? To understand trading, you have to go to Luke chapter 4. When Lucifer, Satan, took Jesus on the mountain. And he told, you see all these kingdoms of the earth and all its glory, I have it and I will give it to you.
Wow.
Just bow down to me. That is trading. That is trading. So if you want this, I will give it to you. God will not give it to you directly. He has a process. But I can give it to you now. You sell your soul to me. I will trade your soul. My God. Listen to me. So he went to the people. For example, let me take an example to explain this. We are a church. And Sister K is the pastor of the church. Okay? Sister K is the pastor of the church. You are all the members. And I am the assistant pastor. So like God and like Lucifer in between and the people. So Sister K is the pastor. I am the assistant pastor. Okay? So Sister K. So what I do is, so Sister K is preaching and she is hearing God and she is doing everything right and she is preaching and she is taking care of the sheep of the church, of the ministry as per the voice of God, as per the leading of the Spirit. But what I do is, I come to Sister Mary and I tell Mary, you see Sister K is not giving you any position in the church. You are there in the church from 3 years. So let me do one thing, Sister Mary, I will make you a worship leader. Sister K will not make you. I will make you the worship leader. I offer you that position. Stay with me. Then I go to Pam. And I tell Pam, Pam, you are the oldest member of the church. Still you are sitting in the congregation. You know what I will do? I will make you the leader of the church. You are supposed to be a leader. But K is not making you the leader. She does not understand your potential. I will make you the leader. So you come with me. Then I go to Joanne, then I go to Vetonia and go to everyone and say all these things. And I take everyone on my side because I have traded them by offering them something. And Kay is sitting there not knowing, oh my, why these people are going with him? Are you understanding? Satan was trading souls. He is in the business of trading souls.
Wow.
Listen, are you understanding what was his sin? Yeah, I know the sin was pride, but the main practical sin that he did, he traded the souls of men. Even today, he offered that position to Jesus. He told Jesus, you don't have to go through the process of the cross. You don't have to go through all those process and wait and all those things. These are my kingdoms. I will give everything to you. You just bow down before me. You just bow down before me and you take it. Hallelujah. But Jesus did not accept the offer. Hallelujah. Today in Babylon that exists on the earth, he goes to people and he offers them fame. He offers them money. Satan comes to them to make a contract. And when they say yes, Satan takes the soul. You are mine now. You are of my kingdom. So they can never connect with God. Are you understanding? By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence. What he was trading in Tyre, he was trading souls. So that signifies there were people before Adam was created. Satan was their high priest. God gave the office to Satan, take in charge of the people. That is the Lucifer, who was perfect until iniquity was found. This was the iniquity. He wanted to be God over men. And even in this world, he wants to be God over men and take the place of God. Why does he want to take the place of God? He wants to rule over the human kingdom. Okay? And became filled with violence within, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God. So he was expelled from the most holy place, from his service of a high priest. He was casted out from the mountain of God. And I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stone. Hallelujah. Let us stop there. Okay? And let us go ahead now. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? So, Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 13 that I read, that is what was happening. Trading and bartering of human lives. And that is what is happening in Babylon in the book of Revelation chapter 18. Satan is trading human lives. Okay? So this is the ancient kingdom of Tyre that God destroyed. And God destroyed the kingdom by a flood. So God in ancient time, whenever he wants to destroy the whole human race, he will destroy the whole human race by what? By a flood. So Genesis chapter 1, when God created the earth, Moses does not mention about the race that existed before Adam, because that is not necessary. Because this Bible is written to the Adamic race. Jesus came for the Adamic race. So that was not necessary. So the Holy Spirit took him to verse 2, which eradicated everything that happened in between. Are you understanding? But Isaiah, Ezekiel give us the insight of what happened between these two verses. Okay? Are we together? And they give us the insight that God had created the earth to be inhabited. He created people, but he did not create people in his own image. The middleman was Lucifer, who was assigned to link the people and God. But he sinned and he started to trade the souls and take the position of the boss and started to criticize the boss. And the same spirit of Lucifer is functioning in many churches today, which divide the church. I will offer you this position. I will offer you. Come. I am separating. Come. Oh, hallelujah. Offering position to people who are not called by God. And that's how the church is getting polluted by Satan himself. People are getting positions. They are being anointed as worship leaders. Some are being anointed as pastors. But when they are not even called by God. Not called by God. Who is doing that? Satan is doing that and giving them that position to mess up the body of Christ. Okay, let me not go into that. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Okay? Now let me explain to you what is Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. So in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. We understood that. The earth was without form and void. Now we know why the earth was without form and void. Because Satan took hold of the whole human race, and the whole human race at that time was disconnected from God. And God decided to eradicate, expel Satan from the office and altogether also destroy the whole human race through a flood. That's why the earth became without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. So the earth was covered with water. And what is this darkness over the face of the deep? The darkness is Satan and his fallen angels. So Satan, along with human beings, he also deceived 1/3 of the angels. I can be a better boss. I will offer you positions in my kingdom. You take positions in my kingdom. You can become big. You know, you are getting this salary and you are working as an associate in that office of God. But I will make you a team leader in my office. So he deceived the angel, and the darkness that the Bible says was over the face of the deep, that is Satan over the face of the waters. Hovering around, unstable fallen angel. Hallelujah. So are you understanding why darkness was on the face of the deep after God created the earth? Because Satan was casted down on earth. Hallelujah. He had no place in heaven to go back there, because he was expelled from the office. Hallelujah. We know the Bible says that he found no longer a place in heaven. So he was not again recruited back there. So he had to stay on earth. On the empty and void earth, which was covered with waters, and darkness is Satan and his fallen angels. They were hovering over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Also, the Spirit of God was there, and the Spirit of God and the Word of God renovated and restored the earth again to be inhabited. Because God has created, when God creates something, he will never leave it undone. He will always, even if it is spoiled, even if it is dead, like Lazarus, dead for 4 days, he will again bring them back to life. He will again restore it to its original plan. Okay, listen to me now. The Bible says, now God said, let us create man. So, after this destruction of the human race, there was a council meeting of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They came together and they started discussing, what shall we do now? Since Lucifer has done this thing, and I don't want to destroy mankind, but I had to destroy them because they became rebellious. What shall we do now? So they were having a council meeting, and then comes that verse. They discussed and came to the conclusion, let us, that means Father, Son and the Holy Spirit were there. Let us. And they created, let us now create man in our own image to have direct contact with me. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? Whenever a football team loses a match, they will come and they will do a council meeting with the head coach and the players and the trustees, and they will discuss, and then they will say, let us do this thing so that we will win this time. So we will not place anyone in between, but let us create man to have direct contact with us, and let us place him in the Garden of Eden. You know why Satan is jealous of us? Because we have taken his office. Oh my, are you guys there? Okay. The office that Satan had, we took his office now. God created a man in his own image and placed him in the Garden of Eden to have dominion. Okay, hallelujah. But this Satan was living there on the earth, and he was also there in the Garden of Eden. I explained to you about, God says that he made every plant grow. He did not plant the seeds. He made every kind of tree, and among those trees were the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So Satan had planted his seed in the Garden of Eden when he fell. And God knew that Satan is there, and he would destroy man, and he would, you know, deceive the man, because he is jealous of this man that I will create, because the man has taken the office, and he knew Satan would come and deceive Adam. Hallelujah. So Satan was there in the Garden of Eden, and he had planted a tree and started to deceive Eve, because Eve was the one who did not have direct contact with God. Adam was hearing God, Eve did not hear God. So Eve became her victim. And the Lord had already knew that this man I am creating, one day or the other, this man is going to fall. So again, I have to assign someone as the high priest. I no longer trust my angels because of what Lucifer did. So who will become the high priest? The son told in the council meeting, I will become the high priest. I will become the substitutionary sacrifice for them when man falls. That's why Paul says that Jesus is the last Adam. Hallelujah. Oh my. Are you able to understand what am I saying? Hallelujah. So God was very careful when he created this Adamic race. He had put everything. You know, some people when we meet and we only talk on the phone and we think these are good people, but when we start to stay with those people long, when we start to travel with those people, we understand the true nature. Oh, we should not give this person the responsibility. He is actually from inside very cruel. So when in the beginning, when God gave the responsibility to Lucifer, he was perfect. But when he got the responsibility, pride started to creep in and his true nature started to being revealed. So this time when God created Adam, and he knew Adam was going to fall because Lucifer was there. And the Bible says, let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, okay. So Lucifer, he wanted a body to function in the Garden of Eden. Okay? For example, let's take the example of Mary and me, okay? For example, Mary is likes to drive very slowly, and she likes to enjoy the nature around. She wants a very good, comfortable, luxurious car car, not so fast car. But I am a person, a hot-blooded person who wants to drive very fast, overtake people. So Mary would buy a car that is luxurious. The engine is okay, it will not give her power. But I will buy a car that is a racer car with a powerful engine. With a powerful engine. So that aligns to my habits and my desires. And the car that Mary bought to sit in, that aligns to her desires and habits. So Satan was finding a being on the earth whose nature will align to his nature so that he can function through that body. And he found the serpent who was cunning. Oh, he's like me. Let me join hands with him. Let me go into him and function through his body. Hallelujah. This is how Satan comes in the church. And those people who have wickedness in the heart, in the church, he wants to find alignment with the heart of people, with the habits of people. And those people who are wicked in the church, he will get into them and he will function through them. He found the serpent, the cunning animal. So he thought, we will be good partners. So we will be brothers. So even still, he is called the old serpent, the dragon. Oh my, oh my. So he possessed the serpent and he came to Eve. And you know what happened? I have explained that to you. He wanted Eve and Adam to declare independence of God, from God, because Adam was created joined with the Spirit of God to be completely dependent on God, in the image of God. Okay, so he came and he deceived Eve. He said, it will not happen that you will die, but your eyes will be opened. That means your spirit will be naked. It will start to see, because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will leave you and your spirit will start to see. That means your eyes will be opened. Okay, so by eating the fruit of the tree, Adam and Eve became partakers of the government of Satan. That tree started to grow. I told you the tree signifies the government of Satan. And then that tree took the form of the Tower of Babel, or the nation of Babel. Then that tree started to take the form of Egypt. That tree started to take the form of Babylon. It started to grow and to grow and to grow. But in the book of Revelation, that tree which has grown and its name is Babylon, it shall fall. The government shall fall. Are you understanding the mysteries of the Bible? Oh, Rialta. So. When they fell, God promised them a seed. The seed of the woman, that is Jesus Christ. And that is also a threefold prophecy. I explained to you in my whole sermon. Okay? Hallelujah. So there was a council meeting. And the Son of God told the Father, you know, you don't trust anyone. Father, I will go for mankind. That's why Jesus and Lucifer are enemies. Because Jesus now has taken the place of Lucifer. Lucifer is jealous of Jesus and his people, because he is the high priest and we are the priest under him. So he is jealous of us. He is jealous of Jesus because he became the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. I have preached on Melchizedek. He was the heavenly being, not a human being, who is in the tabernacle of God there in heaven. So when Jesus came on the earth, he came as the Son of God. But when he went back to heaven, he went as a high priest, because he took his own blood there. Okay? Hallelujah. He was not a high priest when he came down from heaven. He was the Son when he came down from heaven. But when he died on the cross and when he resurrected, when he went back, he had something. He had his own blood with which he entered the most holy place. And he became the high priest. And that day, when he went back to heaven, he took the office of Lucifer, from which Lucifer fell down. Hallelujah. Now do you know why Lucifer is behind you and why he hates Jesus? Because we have occupied his office. From the same office from which he fell down, we occupied that office. Oh my. Reko mo sekeme. Mem prakantro bo sekete. Okay. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now Paul is again revealing here. Paul, I know Paul knew this. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Okay? The last Adam became a life-giving spirit, that is Jesus Christ. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Okay? Hallelujah. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. What is Paul speaking here? Because Adam fell from the office also, Jesus had come to restore the image of God in us. Okay? So, Adam could not fulfill his responsibility and he fell from the office and he became dust. So, anyone who are the descendants of Adam will go back to dust. But the Lord sent another Adam, which is the last Adam, after which no Adam will come. And those who are born as per the seed, that means by the spirit of this Adam, by the Holy Spirit, they will carry the image of God. The last Adam. So God is in the business of renovating and restoring the things that are messed up. Again and again, things are messed up, you see. But God finds a solution and again works for mankind. Hallelujah. We shall also bear... So because Adam fell in the trap of Satan, that's why God had to send another Adam who is called the last Adam. That is Jesus Christ. Okay. And the Bible says, as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. That is Jesus Christ who came for us. Verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit corruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. What is the mystery? We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This body shall be changed into the glorious body that Jesus Christ has now. Okay? Hallelujah. That body that we shall inherit shall never decompose. Because the last Adam carries the image, incorruptible image. The body that he has can never be decomposed, can never be tormented. That is the body he carries. That will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. So death, where is your sting? And Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. I will not go into that revelation. I will leave you with what happened, the origin of the fall of Satan. How did Satan fell? He got no longer a place in heaven. That means when he was on earth, he was not allowed to go back in heaven because he traded the souls of men. Let's end here. When you read the book of Revelation chapter 18, chapter 17 and 18, the Babylon, the mystery Babylon, the king, the ruler, the authority over the Babylon is Satan himself. And in Babylon, still, Satan is doing what he used to do. You know, the Bible says, Satan, Jesus said that he is the liar and the father of all lies. When did he lie? Even before Adam was created. From the beginning, he is a traitor. From the beginning, he is a liar. From the beginning, when from the beginning? Even before the book of the beginnings, he was this. He used to lie to people and he used to deceive people. So what he did in the kingdom of Tyre before Adam, what he did in the Garden of Eden, he is still doing. He is going to people, offering them money, offering them fame, offering them many things, and telling them to sell their souls. There is a trading going on. Hallelujah. I am telling you, I know a servant of God, a mighty servant. Oh my. Thousands of people used to come to your to him, and he testified that Satan had come to him as an angel of light and told him that I will extend your ministry, I will do this for you. You just bow down before me. He was going to bow down before, because he was deceived, till an angel of the Lord came and told, no, this is Satan who is trying to take your soul. Oh, hallelujah. But tonight he is exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know, this is not mere teaching. I am exposing Satan. I am exposing Satan. When we know a lot of things about Satan, his techniques and how he functions on the earth, what was he, what was his background, he is exposed before us. He will be very fearful. He will be extra careful when he deals with people who have the revelation and mystery upon their head. Hallelujah. Rem prakal tiara bala katorobo. Rekata. You know how Jesus resisted Satan? Because he knew Lucifer from the beginning. He was with the Father from the beginning. That's why when Satan came to him, he said, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. He's telling Satan, no. Don't tell me to bow down before you. You are also not God. Worship the Lord your God. Oh my, hallelujah. Rek rabala. Let me not make it too heavy for you guys, okay, tonight. So let me leave you there and give you that understanding of the revelation of God's word and what happened before the creation of Adam. In the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, today you are exposed in the mighty name of Jesus. You are stripped apart. We know you, that your end is written in the mighty name of Jesus. We know God has destined your end by the prophets of God, by the revelations of God. In the book of Revelation, in the book of Ezekiel, Tyre is going to fall down. Your kingdom is going to fall down. And we prophesy the fall of your kingdom in the name of Jesus. That ancient Tyre, which has not now transformed into the Babylon, that ancient tree of the knowledge of good and evil that has been now extended and renovated and has grown into a big kingdom called Babylon, let that Babylon be uprooted from its roots in the name of Jesus. Let Babylon fall down in the name of Jesus Christ. And even as the Bible says, the kingdom of the Lord shall take over. His kingdom will be the kingdom forever. Every kingdom will bow down and fall before him in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now we send fire and attacks against Babylon. Right now we send fire against the champion, against the stronghold. Now in the name of Jesus, let the government of Satan fall in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, even as I have preached this word, Father, I pray that you will open the hearts and the minds of believers to know the mysteries and the revelations in the Bible, Lord. May they grow more in the word of God, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, release the hunger and thirst, Holy Spirit, to meditate on your word, to know you, to be with you, to stay with you in this corrupt generation where Satan is going about offering people jobs, money, fame, girls, sex, and taking their souls to hell. Father, that we will be the preachers of truth. And we will expose him in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A lot of them in the Hollywood, a lot of them even in the Bollywood in India, have traded their souls with that ancient Lucifer. Because he can give you, you know, tonight you are sitting there in your small house. Tomorrow you can become rich. Suddenly. Hallelujah. Things do not happen suddenly in the kingdom of God. We grow slowly. Our righteousness is like the shining sun that grows ever brighter until the perfect day, that is afternoon. It does not happen suddenly, but Satan gives people sudden promotions, sudden things that Satan gives. Overnight they become rich. Overnight the song that they released, no one was hearing, it becomes famous. He has networking among human beings, and the way Satan becomes, makes people famous is, he releases the spell so that those people will come and hear that singer. Those people will watch the movie and the movie will become famous. Nowadays, any stupid thing they make on social media becomes famous. Stupid things. People don't have, what is happening? People who are under the spell of Satan, when Satan wants to make that video famous, the people over the whole world under his spell will start. That's how many pastors are made famous. I am telling you. They have signed a contract with their blood with Satan and sold their souls. Oh my. Why? Because they wanted quick progress. Many people who step into ministry nowadays, they want quick progress. They want their ministry to grow fast. Grow fast, people to come to them. And in that pursuit of growing the ministry, they forget God and they start to consult with spiritual mediums. And through the spiritual mediums, Satan comes to them and offers them great positions. Oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, every deception and every lies that people are going to fall into, we cancel the spells of Satan from over their head. Don't run for quick progress. Don't run for money. Don't run for fame. God will do it. Stay with Him. Wait for His timing. Try to be patient with God. Not don't try. Be patient with God. Hallelujah. Be patient through the process. If you want to receive, you can also receive from the hand of Satan. And you can receive from the hand of God. From which hand do you want to receive? Hallelujah. God does not give quick progress. He will take you through the process, make you ready for that position. That's how people will fall down from high position, because they were not ready and Satan gave them the position. That is what happened in the ancient world. No one was ready, but because Satan wanted to pull the people towards himself, he started to offer them positions. Positions. It used to happen. I have seen in ministry, in my small time of ministry, in my church, that Lucifer spirit had entered my church through people, and I have dealt with them and casted those spirits out. Oh my, Apostle Raul, oh what he is giving you, we will give you better positions than him. We will make you this, come with us. And Lucifer was taking people from my church. I know him. This is his nature. This is his nature. That is why many churches, God is not God over the churches. Lucifer is God over those churches. They preach the gospel. They preach Jesus. They preach everything. But they are in bondage. They are in complete bondage. They are like hypnotized people. You will go to them and tell them from the spirit. They will not even understand. No, my pastor is the hero. Whatever he tells, I will believe in him. They don't even have a personal relationship with Christ. Oh my, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray we cast out Lucifer from the churches in Jesus' name. We cast him out in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven, falling down from heaven. That was the ministry of Jesus. When Jesus used to minister, Satan used to come down. He used to fall down. More than anointing, ask for understanding. Otherwise, Satan will take you off one day. If your heart is not right, he will find alignment and enter you and function through you. So keep your heart clean. Keep your life aligned with the word of God. Know God very closely. And also know Satan. Who is he? And tonight I have revealed Satan to you. Hallelujah. Mem prakala reka ladarabala. Listen to me. There are many people who came to me. And they said, Brother Raul, we want to make you famous. and they say, Brother Rahul, we want to connect you to rich people who can give a lot of money to you. And I know it was Lucifer coming to offer me. I told them no. Yeah, many times people came, I will connect you to this builder, he has million. If you do this thing for him, he will give you this millions of rupees. I told them, no, my God, you are not the one who will extend my ministry or bless me. I rejected offers. I rejected those many offers. My mother knows, who travels with me, how people offer me this and that and this and that. But I am very circumspect when Lucifer comes to me. I know that is Lucifer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to understand that every offer of blessing is not from God. We got to discern that in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray the servants of God, many of them are pastors, your intercessors, servants, evangelists, prophets, apostles. Lord, I release that understanding to them that they will not fall into the trap of Lucifer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for this wonderful time. We cover everyone with the blood of Jesus Christ. Even our brothers and sisters who were not able to come, all of them, let them have a blessed weekend, blessed week ahead. Cover them all with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let your people continue to serve you and carry out mighty exploits. Be filled with the Spirit and walk in your word and walk in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Especially, Father, I pray for all those who are sick, who are having sickness, Lord, any kind of sickness, fever, Lord, weakness and pain, I command them to leave their bodies in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you leave the bodies of people. Every spell of the enemy, leave their minds now in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the healing that you have already done for us on the cross. We release that. I release that. You have already accomplished healing. Lord, by your stripes they are already healed. You have given them the provision. I just release it by revelation for them to be completely healed and restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, once again in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you.